Members of the National Union of Journalists working at RTE will hold an emergency meeting today to discuss revelations that the station paid top presenter Ryan Tubridy hundreds of thousands of euro more over a period of several years than it declared to the public and the Oireachtas. Yesterday, RTE revealed that between 2017 and 2022, Mr. Tubridy received a series of payments totalling €345,000 above his annual published salary. Our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan reports.
Unions at RTE said revelations of additional payments to Ryan Tubridy had left staff shocked and dismayed, pointing out that it happened when workers were engaged in cost-cutting negotiations with management. Members of the National Union of Journalists at RTE will hold an emergency meeting today to discuss the matter. The chair of the Dáil Public Accounts Committee, Sinn Féin TD Brian Stanley, said he was demanding immediate explanations and accountability from RTE. Arts Minister Catherine Martin described the revelations as unacceptable and said that she'll be meeting the chair of the RTE board on Monday. RTE has apologised for what it described as a breach of trust. Ryan Tubridy said he was surprised by the revelations and couldn't shed any light on why RTE had treated the payments in the way it did.
The Consultative Forum on International Security will reconvene at the University of Galway this morning for a second day of discussions on the threats facing the state. The topics include Ireland's recent term on the UN Security Council, as well as the triple lock process by which Irish troops are approved to be sent abroad on foreign missions. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, reports.
Today's proceedings will begin with Tánaiste de Mícheál Martin being questioned by the chair of the Consultative Forum, Professor Louise Richardson, about the government's objectives with this four-day engagement. The first panel will examine the lessons which have been learned from Ireland's recent two-year stint on the UN Security Council. But the following session, which is entitled Ireland as a Global Actor, UN Peacekeeping and the Triple Lock, is more controversial. That's because the triple lock demands UN Security Council approval before more than 12 Irish Defence Force members can serve abroad. If that was to be removed, a future Irish government would be able to take such a deployment decision as long as they could convince the Cabinet and then command a majority in the Dáil. The other issues to be considered today at the forum include Irish research and innovation in security and defence and Ireland's possible role in conflict resolution and peace building.
The US Coast Guard has said its sensors detected a sound consistent with an implosion when contact with the Titan submersible was lost close to the wreck of the Titanic on Sunday. Rescuers have confirmed that the vessel suffered a catastrophic failure during its descent, causing the deaths of all five people on board. The discovery of debris from the submersible in the Atlantic Ocean marked the end of a four-day rescue operation. Rear Admiral John Mauger of the US Coast Guard has offered his sympathies to the families of those who died.
On behalf of the United States Coast Guard and the entire Unified Command, I offer my deepest condolences to the families. I can only imagine what this has been like for them, and I hope that this discovery provides some solace during this difficult time.
Ukraine says it downed 13 cruise missiles overnight. Sirens sounded in the early hours of this morning with a military warning of possible Russian missile and drone attacks in numerous areas. There have been reports of explosions in the city of Zaporizhia after one of the bridges linking the Russian-occupied Crimea Peninsula to the mainland was badly damaged by an explosion. Meta has said it will begin to restrict news on its platforms to Canadian consumers after the Canadian Parliament passed a controversial online news bill. The bill forces big platforms to compensate news publishers for content posted on their sites. Meta and Google have both already been testing limiting access to news to some Canadians. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For highly efficient, sustainable home heating for your new build, choose Grant's A++ rated Airona heat pump. Visit grant.ie.
Today will be cloudy with scattered outbreaks of rain and drizzle, turning heavy at times. Warm and humid with highest temperatures of 19 to 23 degrees in moderate south to southwest winds.